The reason for this mini episode is because since Halloween is over, I thought my listeners would like to have something to hear. In addition to our Halloween episode and prior to our next regular episode, which is tentatively scheduled roughly a week from now. But first, if you are someone who did not hear the previous episodes, I will give a very quick synopsis of what this podcast is all about. This is a show which tells stories of true crime, weird disappearances, wild adventures, spooky things, funny things, and stories that listeners ask me to tell, but spoken entirely in whisper. And every story will always be true. And because this year, 2018, is an election year here in the United States, I thought you might like to hear a story about the president. Yes, him, our greatest president of all time, President Abraham Lincoln. I bet I had you there. So, with that being said, I will now give a short warning to listeners in regard the subject matter of the featured story. This story revolves around a murder which occurred in 1857 and the trial which resulted. If you think that this topic might cause you to have a bad emotional reaction, then you might want to skip this episode. And as far as children listening, this story includes a good historical example of the negative consequences of telling a lie. But on the other hand, it is told in the context of the story of a murder. So, parental discretion is strongly advised. And now that you know all of that, I will move on to our featured story. The name Abraham Lincoln is very well known in the United States and also through most of the civilized world. He led this country as a president in the years 1861 through 1865. And he is generally considered by nearly all historians as the greatest president in American history because of his strong and steady leadership of this nation during the most troubled time period in American history, but which eventually led to the permanent abolition of human slavery. And for that same reason, it is easy to forget that many years before he became president, Abraham Lincoln was a simple lawyer working in a small town in Illinois. He handled all sorts of cases for all kinds of people, and during those years, his most famous case took place in 1857. A man named William Armstrong was accused of the murder of James Metzger. Armstrong was the son of an old friend of Lincoln. William was a big, strong man who was most commonly known by the nickname Duff. Someone told Lincoln about the case, and he Armstrong family offering to represent Duff free of charge. The family gratefully accepted the offer. The trial took place in Beardstown, Illinois. The evidence for the charges against Mr. Armstrong were based upon the testimony of a man named Charles Allen, who claimed he had seen Duff Armstrong kill Mr. Metzger. On cross-examination, Lincoln asked Allen about the precise details of what happened that night. Allen testified that on August 29th, 1857, at approximately 11 p.m., there was a full moon that was very bright. And so, he claimed that from a distance of about 150 feet away, that he had seen Armstrong hit Metzger several times with a hard metal ball attached to a leather strap until he fell to the ground dead. This object is known as a slung shot. And just to be clear, it is not the same thing as a slingshot. It is more like a blackjack. The metal ball is approximately the same size as a billiard ball, but is typically made out of lead or some other hardened metal. Lincoln asked the judge for permission to enter a copy of the 1857 edition of an almanac into evidence. Specifically, the Old Farmer's Almanac, which is still published every year, even including the current year, 2018. This request was not a common technique in trials in the 1850s, because at that time, the judicial system relied almost entirely on testimony by witnesses. However, the almanac was relevant because it included reliable information in regard to the approximate time that the sun and the moon would rise and set for every day of the year. Lincoln asked Mr. Allen on the witness stand to read the portion of the almanac that contained the time for the rise and setting of the moon on August 29th, 1857. It was thereby revealed that there was no full moon on that night. In fact, there had been no moon at all by 11 o'clock. Therefore, it would have been too dark for Allen to see anything from a distance of 150 feet. The witness was lying. And when Lincoln repeated the facts from the almanac, a roar of laughter burst out from the spectators, and also from some of the jurors. The trial was finished by the end of the day, and the jury very quickly declared Armstrong to be innocent. And on that note, we are now at the end of the story. The drama and humor of this trial was immortalized in a 1939 movie, Young Mr. Lincoln. Finally, it is worth mentioning that some urban legends have sprung up around this case. Specifically, that Lincoln had fooled the court, the jury, and the witness by supposedly using an almanac from a different year. However, that kind of trickery was actually impossible because the judge would have seen the almanac still enough light in the night sky to have allowed Mr. Allen to have seen Armstrong even from a distance of 150 feet. However, there is no astronomical or other scientific proof of this allegation. I'm mentioning these rumors simply because they pop up on the internet from time to time, and they are simply nonsense. And speaking of nonsense, I will now say something that definitely isn't nonsense. Abraham Lincoln was a great man, a great lawyer, and a great national leader as our 16th president. But here is the important thing that you really need to know. If you want to have great leaders, both now and in the future, you need to vote in order to put them into office. So, just vote. You'll be glad you did. But, listeners, do you have any questions, thoughts, or opinions about the featured story? If you do, then you can email them to me. The address is whisperedtruestories@gmail.com. But take care to type that as all one word. There are no hyphens, dashes, or underscores. You can also email me with any thoughts or opinions about this episode or the podcast in general. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter. The handle for the show is @WhisperedTrue. Comment about anything on a future episode. I will share the thoughts that have been sent by listeners regarding the stories that have been featured on the podcast. But if you don't want your name used, that's totally fine. Either include an alias or simply say that you want to be anonymous. Please be sure to say so.